In just 10 weeks, Hawke's Bay school children have managed to collect a huge amount of lids and caps in a pilot recycling initiative. It's called Good Caps. It's an initiative led by Plastics NZ, and a dozen schools participated with the aim to stop these potentially valuable materials going to landfill. And one of the students who took part is 8-year-old Jasper from Havelock North Primary. Hi there, Jasper.
Hi.
I said there was a lot of caps and lids collected because I thought I'd leave it to you to tell people how many. Do you know what the total weight of all the lids and caps collected in Hawke's Bay has been in 10 weeks?
2.8 tons.
2.8 tons. Oh my gosh. That's incredible, because each lid or cap doesn't weigh anything at all. That must be hundreds of thousands of them, Jasper.
Yeah.
And this isn't new to you, because although you took part in this trial, you've actually been recycling caps even before then. What made you want to start doing it?
Well, I went to the Environment Centre, which is in Hastings, and I saw they had bins and they had like lots of caps in them. And I thought, what if all of them went to the landfill?
Yeah.
So that's what made me sort of start collecting, because I didn't want caps to hurt wildlife.
Oh, that's such a sweet thing to do. What sort of caps were you collecting?
I was collecting corks.
Yeah.
Batteries. Metal lids.
Yeah.
Aluminium lids and plastic milk bottles.
Yeah. You find many of those corks around home, Jasper?
I didn't get many corks because we were more focused on caps.
Yeah.
Collecting them.
Okay, that's cool. And it's a good answer, because I know your mum Maggie is right next to you. So you're collecting these caps yourself, and then to just decide to try and get your friends and classmates involved as well. How did you do that?
Well, so first I got the whole school involved, and I placed bags in each classroom.
Yeah.
But I was tired of counting, because in one metal bag there was actually 8,000 of caps, and
yeah.
I had to count all of them and stuff. And then next, because I was tired of all counting them, I got a new idea, and I got plastic ice cream containers, and it says like sides like the top for the, and then they place like corks in to separate them. There were a few mistakes where like the metals, there were some like plastics.
I understand you made some posters too to spread the word.
Yeah. The posters, I got a poster and then I printed it.
Yeah.
At the school office.
Oh yeah. Sort of photocopied it.
Sellotape, and I put it all around the school.
Awesome. Do you know how many caps you ended up collecting, or did you keep count?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is just you by yourself, Jasper, and then you heard about this Good Caps program, so you must have been keen to get your school signed up.
Yeah, unfortunately the Good Caps are stopping now.
Yeah.
They stopped a while, I think, about a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it was just a pilot program, which means they just wanted to see if it worked or not. But I guess if it worked really well, they might bring it back full time.
Yeah, I really hope they do bring it back.
Anyway, you did take part in that Good Caps program, and did you sort of did you start collecting even more caps than normal?
I collected more than I expected to collect.
Yeah, because where were you collecting your caps?
Now I collect them in the village, and in the village, they helped me a lot because the customers will, like, buy drinks and then they'll
yeah.
see the caps.
You go to cafes or bars or whatever and they give you their caps?
Yeah.
Amazing. Do you think you'll keep doing it?
Yes, I... Yeah, I do want to keep doing it.
Yeah, cool. And have you thought about what you want to do for a job when you grow up, Jasper? Because it seems to me like you're quite a clever boy and you're quite good at deciding on what you want to do and doing it. So any idea what you might like to be when you grow up?
Collecting caps.
Collecting caps. Yeah.
Group of people and stuff.
Oh, nice one. Yeah. You could actually be the boss of the cap collecting group, right? So you organise how they're going to do it and, you know, where the pickups are going to be and, you know, it's, I think you could make a real difference.
Yeah, and my teacher, Mrs. Jarvis, she's also been helping with the caps.
Oh, good one. Hi, Mrs. Jarvis, and thank you very much for your support of Jasper and the other kids from Havelock North Primary and of the Good Caps initiative in general. Jasper, I've really enjoyed talking to you, and thank you very much for telling me a bit about what you've been up to.
Yeah. Bye.
See you later. That's Jasper from Havelock North Primary, and hopefully that Good Caps initiative will come back in some form because it was seemed to be a big hit, 2.8 tonnes of lids and caps.